您的权益我来关心，彰化银行与马偕医院携手推出马偕认同卡，申请即享有国内 1%、海外 3%、指定药妆药局最高 6% 回馈，同时刷卡消费，彰化银行将回馈 0.25% 与马偕医疗财团法人。快来申办马偕认同卡哦！循环信用年利率 8.63% 至 15%， 循环信用利率至基准日104年9月1日，预借现金手续费 3.5%， 各项费用查询请见彰化银行官方网站或洽客服专线。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 86 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,126 on turnover of 5.7 billion NT. The market staged a technical rebound on Wednesday after tumbling during the previous session. The main board moved back above the 20,000-point mark. Investors were interested in large-cap tech stocks. However, the main board still failed to recoup all of the losses seen on Tuesday. Market sentiment remained affected by uncertainty over when the U.S. Federal Reserve could start to cut interest rates. Transport Minister Wang Guocai says estimates show that funding to repair tourism-related facilities and infrastructure in Hualien following the April 3rd earthquake stands at more than 3 billion NT. According to Wang, three rounds of stimulus initiatives for the county's tourism sector have been proposed by the Tourism Administration. The first focuses mainly on essential disaster relief. The second phase of the plan covers funding for people whose homes were damaged or destroyed. And the third and final initiative will seek to subsidize individual and group tours to Hualien after facilities and infrastructure have been fully repaired. Four-time NBA All-Star DeMarcus Cousins is back in Taiwan to finish out his renewed contract with the T1 League's Taiwan Beer Leopards. Cousins initially played a four-game contract with the Leopards in January. But the Taoyuan-based team announced in mid-March that he's officially renewed his contract. Cousins will play in all three of the remaining regular season games and will finish the postseason games with the team. He'll be making his return this weekend. That's when the Leopards play the Taipei Mars on both Saturday and Sunday at the Taoyuan Arena. The Leopards are currently sitting in second place in the standings behind the league-leading New Taipei CTBC DEA. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault over the weekend. Netanyahu's remarks on Wednesday appeared to brush off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. That's left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president warned Israel against responding. Violence, meanwhile, has continued to surge along Israel's border with Lebanon. A rocket attack on an Israeli town by Iran-backed Hezbollah wounded at least 14 people. Lawmakers in the United States have voted to end impeachment proceedings against Director of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas before they could even go to trial. Democrat Party senators dismissed the two articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas. The articles were brought by Republicans who argue his department is failing to stem record flows of migrants entering the country from Mexico. Benji Heyer reports.
Just a day after Republican Party representatives formally sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate, their bid to remove Alejandro Mayorkas is dead. Galvanized by what they see as a crisis on the southern border, they were aiming to take down one of the Biden administration's most senior officials, claiming he's committed what amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors. Mr. Mayorkas insists this impeachment effort was a political stunt. He says he doesn't bear responsibility for the border situation, blaming it instead on a broken immigration system which Congress should fix. But a bill that includes funding for border security remains blocked by lawmakers on Capitol Hill after it was criticized by former President Donald Trump, the Republicans' presumptive nominee for this year's election. Benji Heyer, Washington.
And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.